Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hello, Hans von Spakovsky. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, thanks.
So we'll start with that news about the January 6th council and Jack Smith. That's breaking this week. It looks like that's all going away. Am I reading that right?
Well, you are, except that Jack Smith, he just couldn't help himself. He dismissed, there's two ways to dismiss a case. You dismiss it with prejudice, which means it can never be filed again. Or, and this is what Jack Smith did, you dismiss it without prejudice, which means that the government could, if it wants to, at some future time, refile the charges. And that's what Jack Smith did. Like I said, he really is just, you know, he just won't accept the fact that he didn't have a case. The presidential immunity decision by the Supreme Court knocked the stuffing out of his case. Plus, remember, he's already had a federal judge down in Florida said, you weren't even legally appointed to be a special prosecutor.
You know, Hans, when I hear you say, hey, you know, this is, yes, it's dead, but it could be resurrected. It makes me wonder, and this is, of course, as a layman, isn't there a statute of limitations on this kind of thing? I mean, that'll be, what, 8 years, 9 years after the fact? Doesn't it run out at some point?
Well, yeah, and that's hopefully what will happen. I actually would hope that as soon as the Justice Department is under new control, they'll go back to this court and, frankly, refile and say, no, we're dismissing this with prejudice. But keep in mind, normally the statute of limitations is 5 years for most federal claims. But remember, the case down in Florida was filed under, of all things, the Espionage Act. The Espionage Act is one of the only federal statutes that has a 10-year statute of limitations. So a hostile subsequent president, you know, if Democrats get elected after that Donald Trump is done with his next 4 years, they could refile that case too.
Jeez, unbelievable. And I wouldn't be surprised based on what we've seen in the last few years if they don't try to do something like that. Hans von Spakovsky is a senior legal fellow at Heritage Foundation. Since we're talking about January 6th, is it possible that the new administration, and this may be moot since the Republicans have already been in charge of the House for a while now, but can they kind of look back at the way that this January 6th commission went and say, hey, there's some serious flaws here? Like, is there any recompense to the way that this was done now with Trump in?
Well, when Pam Bondi gets into the Justice Department, they should pull and take a look at all the internal files at the Justice Department, because remember, the Justice Department was apparently cooperating with the January 6th committee. But keep in mind that we also know, this became news, what, months ago, that the January 6th committee had actually destroyed many of its internal records when members of the House tried to get a hold of them. So, this really the only materials we might be able to get are those that the Justice Department knows about.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Hans, because I've been thinking the same thing about all of this deep state stuff. You know, we keep hearing about these appointments to different agencies and the head of this and the head of that. But if you actually had crimes and people skirting the law at any of these agencies, don't they have a nice 3-month grace period here to kind of destroy any evidence that the new Trump team would be able to find on those people?
Yes. Yeah. And that is a real problem. And that may be happening right now. I'll tell you the other thing that I know is happening right now, because this is what was done by the Clinton administration when they knew Al Gore was not going to take over. remember, there's all kinds of open positions inside the federal government, you know, open career slots where they need to hire new people. When I got to the Justice Department during the early Bush administration, we discovered that once the Clinton administration knew, because of the Supreme Court decision, that Al Gore was not going to be the president, they started filling all of the career slots with basically political appointees. They went to their liberal advocacy group friends all over Washington, and they put those positions, fill those positions as quickly as possible before January 20th. And the whole point of that was to get political people into career slots to help frustrate and stop the Bush administration when it came in. And I can guarantee you that's going on right now all over the government.
What did George W. Bush do about that? Was he able to come in and then clean house, or is it just too hard to do, and is Trump handling that differently?
They did nothing about it, and that was one of the biggest mistakes of the Bush administration. All of those newly hired individuals were still within what's called a probationary period as a federal employee. Every single one of them should have been fired, but the Bush administration, unfortunately, didn't want to make waves, and so they didn't do that. That's something the Trump administration needs to very seriously consider doing.
Wow. Hans von Spakovsky on the phone with us. Let's talk about the Alvin Bragg, Judge Juan Merchan case. This one is actually pretty confusing to me because I keep reading news about it, and it'll say, well, it's delayed, but it's not really delayed. He's going to say this, and then he kind of says that, and then we're waiting to see what he's officially going to say. You know, I can't really keep track of where this case is and what this means for future President Donald Trump.
Well, I don't know either.
Okay, good. Glad to hear.
Basically, the case is in limbo. The judge adjourned. You know, he was supposed to have a sentencing hearing. He adjourned it. He didn't say when he's going to actually do anything about it, so we don't know.
Hans, I think we were talking to you about this case last week, that the concern here is maybe that we're setting a new precedent that you could go through the whole process of finding somebody guilty or not guilty, especially if it's guilty, but then never sentence them, and we've never seen that happen before until this, of course.
No, that is exactly right, and I think, look, Judge Merchan, as I've said numerous times, has shown his political bias from the very start. This case should never have been filed. He should never have allowed it to go forward. And now, by basically putting off the sentencing, not giving any future date or anything else, he is once again doing his best to avoid doing what he should do, which is dismiss the case. He wants this hanging out there over Donald Trump's head, and that's why he's doing it. Any objective judge who believed in the rule of law would have dismissed this case long ago, and Merchan isn't doing that.
Is there any way that this does get dismissed? Can it go higher than them and somebody say, hey, slap it down, you've been out of line?
Well, the case has been appealed, and so the higher courts in New York, they could step in and dismiss the case based on the appeal. And again, that is exactly what they ought to do.
Hans, concerning the other court cases for Trump, you know, we're talking about the documents case, the Georgia case with Fannie Willis. Is there any update on any of those, or are those pretty much dead too?
Actually, Jack Smith didn't just file a dismissal in the D.C. case. He also is filing a dismissal of the Florida espionage case. The Georgia case, you know, it's really interesting. That case had been appealed. The Georgia Court of Appeals had set a hearing for, I think, December 5th. And what had happened was the defendants had actually appealed the decision of the trial judge to allow one of the two, either Fannie Willis or her lover, Nathan Wade, to stay in the case. Remember, the judge said, well, one of you has to leave.
Yeah.
That was appealed because the defendant said, no, their ethics violations were so great, both of them should have been recused from the trial. That was on appeal. The December 5th appeal hearing date, that's been canceled by the Court of Appeals, and again, we don't know why.
So it's another one that you're just going, well, it's the Walking Dead. It's around, but it's not doing anything.
Yep, that's actually a great. Hey, can I steal that? That's a great way to. That's a great way to describe it.
Please do, and give me all the credit. No, I'm just kidding.
I will do that.
I appreciate that. Well, I wanted to get through all of those, Hans, with you because, you know, at this time, I think everybody's doing the same thing, going, I thought these things were dead, but they're not. You know, they keeps being news items. And so it's good to hear from you even that everybody's going, well, what's going to happen? Nobody knows. We're in unprecedented territory as usual. But I wanted to ask you about this before we ran out of time, too. Tom Homan, the new border czar, whatever you want to call him, is telling mayors and, I guess, other city leaders and things, you need to comply. There is a federal law. In fact, I've got the sound here. I'll play it. This is where Tom Homan is talking via the media to the Denver mayor.
You're absolutely breaking the law. All you have to do is look at Arizona versus U.S. You'll see he's breaking the law. But look, me and the Denver mayor, we agree on one thing. He's willing to go to jail. I'm willing to put him in jail. Because there's a statute. It's Title 8 United States Code 1324III. And what it says is, it's a felony if you knowingly harbor and conceal illegal alien from immigration authorities.
So, Hans, does Tom Homan have all the authority to do this?
The answer is yes. He simply needs a Justice Department who's willing to work with him to go after. He's exactly right. That federal statute makes it a crime to harbor illegal aliens. And if that is what a local official is doing, they're breaking federal law. And keep in mind, look, there's lots of areas where the federal government and the state governments have shared legal authority, shared constitutional authority. When it comes to immigration, federal law overrides anything that a state wants to do. That's part of our Constitution. And states can't, for example, say, oh, you're an illegal alien under federal law. Well, we're granting you citizenship under state law. They can't do anything like that.
Hans, I don't think and I hope that it would never actually get to that point. You know, he's firing off messages in the media to say, you guys, listen, stop harboring illegal immigrants. We have all the legal authority, as I understood it, and you just confirmed, to do this. And hopefully they'll say, okay, and they may not work with them directly, but at least they're not going to put themselves in peril. But if it ever were to get to that point, Hans, what does that look like? I mean, what is their enforcement mechanism for getting people to get in line with this statute?
Criminal prosecution by the U.S. Justice Department of a mayor or other local official who is taking actions to harbor and protect illegal aliens from being detained and removed from the country.
Tom Homan says in that clip, we'll put him in jail. I mean, you're talking about you'd actually perp walk the mayor of Denver to federal prison?
If you can successfully prosecute him in federal court, yeah.
Wow. I hope that we don't have to get to that point, although I hate that we're even having to talk about that at this point. Hans, thank you so much for your time. Always love being able to talk to you and appreciate you moving your day up on the Annie Fry Show this week because of the holiday.
Well, I appreciate being on. And listen, happy Thanksgiving to you and all your listeners.
Same to you, Hans. We will catch up with you next week when Annie returns. This is the Annie Fry Show. Of course, we call it the Manny Fry Show when Annie is out. I've heard rumor, Brad, you can confirm or deny, that Annie may actually stop by today.
Rumor is.
Is this the 2 o'clock hour?
Maybe.
We still don't know for sure,
we don't
right?
know for sure at all.
And she might bring a special guest.
Right.
We'll see. I'm just giving you warning. We will continue to monitor your answers to the poll question today. How do you participate in Black Friday? We'll have that discussion a little later. I have some personal tips that I will give you for Black Friday as a deal shopper myself. But up next, it is Wiggins America, as led by Ethan. I think we're going to do the B or not the B and pretend it's a Friday. That's next on the Annie Fry Show.